courtside, Britt Bowen here with Tigers assistant coach Bob Starkey. And coach knew from the get-go this one was going to be a battle. Auburn just wanted to come out first quarter and battle, and not looking for moral victories whatsoever. But to Auburn's credit, I thought they did that in the first quarter of play. Only problem, I feel like when Auburn made a shot, the South Carolina countered with a made three, and that's how at least the first quarter went for the Tigers. Coach, how was Auburn able to at least hang in there for a bit?
Well, I don't know, losing a quarter by seven.
Yeah.
Of course, that may have been our best quarter, but we hit a couple shots. We had a couple stops.
Yeah.
Again, no moral victories.
Yeah.
No more value, you know.
Well, in South Carolina, to their credit, they pulled away in the second, third quarter. I thought the biggest difference in the game tonight, it naturally the rebounding total. They out-rebounded Auburn 62-25. And with that, Coach, Auburn just got very, very few second-chance opportunities. And that made life tough inside the paint. And that's where Auburn traditionally gets most of its points.
Well, the biggest thing was giving them second-chance points.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, our first-shot defense wasn't bad. You know, if we held them to about 41%, 42% the first three quarters. But every time they missed it, they got one, two, sometimes three looks. And, you know, it's a game of possessions. And, you know, the first thing I look at the stat sheet is they got 12 more shots than we did.
Yeah.
And that's offensive rebounding right there. The rebounding was disappointing. I did not think we played hard.
Yeah.
And there hasn't been a lot of times that I've come over and talked to you that the least thing we can say is, well, we played hard. We got after it.
Yeah.
Made a mistake here, didn't do this well, this happened. But I didn't think we competed. And that's something that we're going to have to figure out as a staff was, you know, we were a little bit starstruck playing number one. We were a little bit scared. We were a little bit tentative. But we certainly didn't play hard. We didn't get on the floor for loose balls. We did not compete on the glass. And those are things that are very disappointing. Not to take any away from South Carolina.
Sure.
They're just absolutely an outstanding basketball team.
And not to pour on whatsoever, but at this point, you and I talked before the game about battling tonight and competing and building for the future, using this as a measuring stick, Coach. And a lot of teachable moments in this game as this team, when things aren't going your way, especially against number one, you have to control what you can control. And that's one thing I didn't think Auburn did a good job of that tonight down the stretch.
Well, not just down the stretch, but in the beginning and in the middle. I thought offensively, I thought we took some quick shots that we didn't need. Number one, you're playing maybe the best defensive team in the country. And, you know, we probably need to shorten the game a little bit. But although we took some quick shots that weren't good shots.
Yeah.
And then, like I said, I know I sound like a broken record, but you can't give a team 24 offensive rebounds and expect to be in the ball game.
And for quickly on South Carolina, Coach, saw exactly from the get-go just how good they are and why they are so good, and offensively and defensively. We talked about the defense, but offensively, Cook was tough to stop tonight. I know you said you wanted to start out in a zone a bit. South Carolina was able to hit some threes. What made them so tough to defend tonight on the arc?
Well, I didn't think we got to their shooters at all. I thought we were soft getting there. I thought we were slow getting there, and they capitalized. They're generally not a good three-point shooting team, but we allowed them to get in a rhythm. And when that happened, it was Katie Barr at the door.
Well, Coach, appreciate your time. A tough one tonight. We'll see you back at Auburn on Sunday. War Eagle.
War Eagle.
Tigers head coach Johnny Harris here courtside. Excuse me, as Auburn falls again, South Carolina 75-38. This one from the start. You talked with Coach Starkey. Coach, you knew it was going to be a battle. And for South Carolina, they come out and set the tone. And for this one, their defense really carried them from that second quarter on, and South Carolina never looked back. Coach, for so many reasons, South Carolina was able to hold Auburn tonight defensively. What was the top reason in your eyes tonight?
Well, I thought we took quick shots. You know, we talked about if you get a good shot early, we could take that. But if not, let's make them, you know, stay on defense, work the ball, flip the floor, and we did none of that. So I just thought we made errors, and we missed shots.
Yeah. And missed some open looks underneath. Mm-hmm. I thought, man, missed layups. Of course, we've talked about that this year. But at times, I know what you're talking about, the pressing. I thought Auburn took quick shots or sometimes even passed up on a few shots just due to South Carolina's length. And Well, when you have that type of length for South Carolina, you can use it to your advantage.
Absolutely. They're long from the guard all the way down. And I did think they bothered us. They, you know, AC went in, and a lot of times she was wide open, but she missed the entire rim. So some of that may have been a little nervous, intimidation. I tried to tell them, don't worry about getting your shot blocked. You go in and try to take that shot. I mean, the one time she went in strong, she got a foul. So, you know, we just have to keep working and keep trying to get better.
Coach Starkey and I talked. This game clearly lost on the boards tonight, 62-25. Auburn was out-rebounded tonight. Coach, what happened on the defensive end inside the paint? I know South Carolina, look, they had the bigs, but I thought Auburn missed some opportunities tonight inside.
Yeah, and we don't box out. You have to box out, and then you have to go get it. Sometimes we try to go get it with one hand and hold off. You know, it's just fundamental stuff that we work on every day, which, you know, we'll just have to keep working and, you know, get better at.
I know foul trouble has been an issue in recent games. It was not an issue tonight. Is there any chance at all players maybe play just a little too tentative, not wanting to get in foul trouble?
Yeah, we started out in a zone to try to stay out of foul trouble, but I did thought we gave up some threes. We gave up some wide open looks. So, no, we weren't as aggressive as I like to be. I like to be pretty aggressive, and, you know, you're not that in the zone. They just kind of stood around a little bit.
Look, we said before the game tonight was going to be a measuring stick. South Carolina, they're at the top. Auburn right now in the SEC is at the bottom. Auburn's got a ways to build. This is a standard, but for your program, you get a real-life lesson as to what it looks like to be at the top. And, Coach, this is something to work for. How do you use this moving forward?
You know, we show film. We teach. You know, we get out and recruit.
Yeah.
But our kids know. I mean, my staff know. We've been here.
Sure.
So we know what it looks like. And we'll get there. It's just going to take a little time.
Won't happen overnight. And lastly, Coach, another tough test on Sunday, another top 25 team coming in the Georgia Bulldogs. Just quickly, what do you know about Georgia?
I know they're big, they're physical, they're athletic, just like the South Carolina team. So we'll go back, we'll look at them, and we'll prepare.
Coach, thanks for your time, and glad you're our head coach at Auburn University, War Eagle.
War Eagle.